Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host Diamond and Silk and Silk Oh Silk.
Diamond Oh Diamond.
Well girl, before we get started, listen, I want you all to stop right now and subscribe to this podcast. So each time we drop a podcast, you will receive a notification.
That's right.
Because it's here.
It's here.
These social media platforms are censoring us.
Yes.
They really act like they are the arbitrators of truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're mind readers.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to even fact check your opinion about something.
And questions. If you have a question, they want to fact check that. So
that's why we're asking you all to subscribe so that you will receive a notification time we drop a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. And when you order it from there, guess what? You're going to receive a signed autographed copy right from Diamond and Silk.
Also, if anyone wants to advertise on our podcast, please send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com.
Okay, so Silk, this is what, week two? And we still do not have a certified declared winner of the election.
Yeah.
We know in our hearts that President Donald J. Trump won this by a landslide.
Straight landslide.
But because you are dealing with ditch diggers, I'll call them, shady people on the left.
What is cheaters.
Cheaters and pumpkin eaters.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with people like that.
Mm-hmm.
The holdup is uncovering their fraud.
Yes. Yeah.
Uncovering their fraud.
Yeah.
And so, girl, some turn of events have happened, and I want to let people know what's going on. So, Michigan GOP state senators are requesting a full audit of the 2020 general election for Michigan. Now, and I'm glad about that.
Good.
Because people just think, oh, we need to recount the votes. We need to recount the votes. No, it needs to be an audit first.
Yes.
And the reason why it needs to be an audit, to make sure that these ballots were valid, to make sure that these were real people behind these ballots.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of things that we need to check out. And you can't check that out just doing a recount.
No, you can't. Mm-mm. But I'm glad that they're doing it. And I think that it needs to be, an audit needs to be done everywhere. And the reason why is because I want to know the president's real, true legal number.
Right.
And with them throwing all of these monkey ranches and some shenanigans going on around this election, is keeping me from knowing the true numbers. I really feel in my heart of hearts that once it's all said and done, that President Trump actually received over 100 million legal votes.
Well, then, if that be the case, I think he done already flipped California red.
Yeah.
And remember in 2019, we went and we did a tour called Flip It Red.
Flip It
and
Red.
And in 2020, we told everybody to vote red. R-E-D, remove every Democrat.
Yes.
And I think that it happened. Also, here's some great news.
Mm-hmm.
The Pennsylvania courts rules segregated ballots may not be counted.
That's right.
Segregated ballots may not be counted.
So the segregated ballots are the ballots that came in after the election?
I'm thinking after the election.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for sure, but I have to get on top of that to see, because I'm going to tell you, nothing, whenever they halt the election, all of that mess that started coming in, none of that should be counted.
Should be counted. That's
none
right.
None of that should be counted.
That's right. That's right. Because you don't know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a lot of different reports where certain things are happening. And you know what? It, like I say, it's time to expose the corruption and uproot the fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that we can do that is allow everything to unfold. Don't fold and go cold, but allow it to unfold.
That's
what we have to do.
That's right. That's right. So that's a bit of good news in the president's corner. I'm glad about that. And here's the deal. We have to, people, you know, they get so upset because we don't want to accept this, because we know something is not quite right.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that over 77 million people voted for Jim Crow Joe. The same Jim Crow Joe that stood on the Senate floor, said the things that he said.
Yeah.
All of a sudden now all of these people is coming out voting for him. That's scary. That's scary within itself.
And what's even scarier is that there are no Democrats questioning how their flawed candidate was able to even get 77 million votes plus, much less not even be able to get seven people to show up at his little rally.
That's right. That's right.
Nobody's questioning that. They just want us to go along and get along. And you know what? It's time out for that. We want to know the truth about everything.
We have to know the truth if we want to move forward. Because I'm going to tell you, if they don't tell the truth in this here, what's going to happen? People will never, ever trust the integrity of our election ever again.
Speaking of the integrity of our election, did you know in Georgia that 27,000 people over the age of 90 voted?
Wow.
And that 2,000 people over the age of 100 voted? And 100 people over the age of 105 voted?
Okay, so we'll say allegedly.
No, this is what the records is showing.
Oh, the records are showing.
The records is showing that. What's happening is we got to go back and see if actually 27,000 people over the age of 90 really voted, or did they write it up like they really voted?
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I want to go ahead on and say this here. According to OAN, you all, Dominion, which is this voting system, you all, deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds that 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden.
Wow.
941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting system switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden.
And I think the count is even higher. I believe that the count is even higher. And whoever put these measures in place, they need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
They do. Well, I'm going to tell you now, Fox News is in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Listen, President Trump tweeted out, Fox News daytime ratings have completely collapsed. Weekend daytime even worse. Very sad to watch this happen, but they forgot what made them successful. What got them there? They forgot the golden goose.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest difference between the 2016 election and the 2020 was Fox News. Mm-hmm. And here was the difference.
Yeah.
16, most, I thought you all was on our side, even though you did have some over there that oh, President Trump won't be able to win this here.
Uh-huh.
But in 2020, all of you are pretty much, besides some of the night people, done went roll on us.
Yeah.
And it all started, you all, when the pandemic hit. See, Silk, all of this to me seemed like it was cleverly planned.
It was, okay, listen, you got to remember that Jim Crow Joe Biden was upset that Donald Trump closed down the borders. You got to also remember that Nancy Pelosi, remember she went to Chinatown.
Right.
She was dancing over there telling people to come on out. As far as I'm concerned, they wanted people out so that they can be affected. And I'm going to say allegedly because I wasn't there doing any of the meetings.
Right.
But what I'm trying to say is they wanted people out to come out and do this. They wanted people to be able to cross the border for what? Now, then when the pandemic, you know, it came about and so forth, now they want to blame President Trump for something that happened in China. I believe all of this was a scamdemic and the fix was in.
Wow. Well, okay. So I just want to let you all know that, you know, I don't know if you all noticed here, but Diamond and Silk, we do have a show on Newsmax TV called Diamond and Silk Crystal Clears that airs every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Uh-huh.
And Christopher Ruddy, he is the, you know, that is his station over there. He tweeted out, the president just called me and congratulated Newsmax on our ratings explosion.
Yeah.
Real Donald Trump is watching Newsmax and also wants every vote counted.
That's right.
And so that makes me feel good. I'm only going to start listening to things that promotes and advocate for our country being great.
Being great.
Greater than we've ever seen it before.
Yeah.
And if I turn to your channel
yeah.
and you're not talking about the good things that this president's done.
That's right.
And you're down in our country, down in our liberties, down in our Constitution.
Yep.
I won't be watching you.
That's
so
right.
I say congratulations to Newsmax for not calling it for anybody.
That's right.
And waiting until these votes are certified.
Yep.
We are still in a contested
election. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so shame on Jim Crow Joe for running around here acting like he is the president-elect when he's not the president-elect.
Girl, that man remind me of The Walking Dead. You know that movie, The Walking Dead?
I know.
That's what it remind me of. Did you know? But did you know that a laptop and several memory sticks used to program Philadelphia's voting machines were stolen from a city warehouse?
No.
It all just vanished in thin air.
Wait. Now everything is recorded and on camera.
Uh-huh.
If they don't have it on camera, where is NSA?
Hello.
Where y'all at?
Where you at?
Uh-huh.
And the laptop belonged to an on-site employee for the company that supplies the machines. Which is the computer, and the USB drives were the only items believed to have been taken.
Oh, yeah. See, you all, I'm telling you, whoever is behind this type of corruption,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Sip, they need to go to jail. I don't feel sorry for them at all.
No, I don't feel sorry for none of them at all. This was a clever coup, and nobody can blame Russia for this.
Uh-huh.
Now, when it comes to China,
they may be, we're alleged.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if they wasn't in on the fix,
too.
Well, you know, so you have the left upset because people are not congratulating Jim Crow Joe on what the left-wing media and Fox News is presenting to the people,
uh-huh,
that this is president, he's the president-elect.
Uh-huh.
But to us, he's not. But I have to commend the governor of West Virginia. He refused to acknowledge that Joe Biden won the presidential election. That's right.
Why?
Because there have not been a winner yet that has been certified.
And hello?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people think that they can go around and select whoever they want to and then think they can just push that mess down our throat and we're supposed to just choke on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new day, baby. It's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to choke on your foolishness. We can see the truth behind all of the lies that they've been spewing.
That's right. Another thing, Senator Ron Johnson, he came out and he said, my committee has jurisdiction over USPS and the federal workforce.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking anyone who knows of irregularities related to mail-in or absentee ballots to contact our confidential whistleblower hotline. And he gives the hotline. And that's right. Let me tell you something, you all. You do not want this to be downplayed and to go unnoticed.
Uh-huh, right.
You have to check this at the door.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, Silk, this will explain why a lot of people stay in office for decades.
Yes.
And never, ever, ever, ever leave. They don't campaign. They don't get out and motivate the people.
That's right.
They don't do anything.
And the district that they represent, it's like it's going to hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being ripped to shreds.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so when we talk about and ask people, why do you keep voting for them? Really, when you look at it, they're not voting for them.
Right.
The system may be just rigged.
The system is rigged.
Ooh.
And these Democrats, they're lazy.
Yeah.
See, anytime you would prefer to cheat instead of get off your behind and go a campaign,
right,
knock on some doors, talk to some people to let them know what you want to do, that lets you know they never gonna do nothing for you.
Boy.
And if you look at the Democrat Party, they never ever do nothing. They come long enough to get a vote, steal a vote, and then they back off in their little basement getting their kickbacks and their paddy whacks is what they're doing.
Straight up liar.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, I happen to be listening to my boys, the Hodge twins,
mm-hmm.
Earlier. And one thing that they mentioned, okay,
mm-hmm.
they mentioned how Ticketmaster is now about to start requiring proof that you've tested negative to coronavirus in order for you to attend a concert.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Listen to me, you all. So I know y'all notice now all of a sudden it looked like these governors are now trying to put in these measures to lock us all down again.
To do a lockdown.
This does not make sense. Now, we may have spike in cases in parts of the country, but you can't tell me that this is going on in all of the whole country, because that's not true. And here's the thing. Comorbidities does not mean COVID-19.
Right.
So we need to get to the bottom of this. This is crazy.
So I was going to ask you, Diamond, what's the spike? What is the spike?
And this go ahead.
Well, no, how is it that it only spikes whenever something good is happening for President Trump?
Right.
But then it goes downhill when you got these Democrats out here in the street rioting and looting.
Right.
And call themselves protesters.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
it
don't.
It doesn't.
No,
it
don't.
Yeah. But here's the deal. People, you have your own minds. You're going to have to think for yourself. A lot of these governors do not have the right, it is not law, for them to take and deny us our freedom, our liberty, the
That's
will
right.
to go to work, to feed our family, and to feed ourselves.
That's right.
And at some point,
yes.
you're going to have to stand up to the I will call it the sleeping giant.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You better be like David was with Goliath.
Yeah.
The bigger they are, the harder they will fall.
That's right. That's right. Because it's more of us than it is of them.
Yeah.
And then a lot of these governors technically do not even have a right to call themselves enforcing a lot of these so-called mandates and for you all to have to go along with them. That's against our constitutional rights. And they did not do everything legally the right way.
Right.
So what they're doing really is taking and trying to flatten a lot of people's livelihoods. They call themselves flattening the curve. And come to find out, this particular virus have over a 99% chance recovery rate. Mm-hmm. When I look at all of these Democrat governors or even Republican governors that want to shut down our cities, our states, and even the country, I ask the question, why not remove the restrictions off of these therapeutic medicines that can help slow or even stop the spread?
Because this is the biggest, this is part of the coup attempt.
Yes.
See, the
yes.
Democrats, they so clever.
Yes.
They outsmarted themselves.
Oh.
I hope when this is over with, some people is hauled off to jail.
Yeah.
I want to see it go down on national TV.
Yeah, yeah. They really OD'd on fraud this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear as day. Mm-hmm. They overdid it. And they knew that our president was going to knock this thing out the park. He was going to run a Boston on him.
That's right.
And when they saw it begin to happen on election night, they halted it.
Mm-hmm.
It
came
to a screeching halt because they knew we ain't got enough votes here. We ain't got enough here to pad the system. And they had to go and do what they had to do to make it look like Biden was up with the numbers.
Right, right. I just want to say this here. So a USPS whistleblower by the name of Richard Hopkins, he came out, right, to let them know what was happening, and the FBI agent talked to him.
Right.
Well, the FBI agent intimidated him so that the FBI agent made it look like that this guy recanted. And the guy is saying, wait a minute, I didn't recant
right.
my story.
Yes.
So you see the dirtiness that's going on here, you all. The left-wing media, they're not the arbitrators of truth. You better go get it from the source.
Please.
You better go get it from
Please.
The source, because I'm telling you, this is the biggest disinformation campaign that's being bestowed upon the American people.
I remember saying about a month or so ago that the Democrats' plans was not to win this election.
Mm-hmm.
Their plan was to overthrow the winner of this election.
Right.
That's what their plan. They knew that they had a flawed candidate. They knew that he was not going to win. And they did everything they can to put these measures in place to create chaos and confusion. Now, if they put these measures in place, and we always talk about systemic, look at what's been going on within these different communities.
Right.
Systemic. It's the measures that they put in place to have chaos and confusion, and that's all they did within this election cycle.
That's what they did, girl. That's exactly what they did. So
yeah.
That's what it is, you all. But what I want to tell people is to hold on. I have to go on what I feel.
That's right.
I feel that we're going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
And I just want people to to just hold on.
Yeah.
To just don't give up. Don't give up the fight. We can't give up the fight.
We can't.
You know, the fake news media, they want us to believe that all registered voters in these swing states got out and voted in this election. Girl. I believe that is a lie.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Start asking people.
Yeah.
Start asking people questions.
Right.
Did you vote? Did you not vote? Let me tell you something. So far, they are saying that 73 million people have already, and counting, have already voted for Donald J. Trump.
Uh-huh.
So when you're out there talking to people, you will be surprised as to who is not a Trump supporter.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some people that you see, some that you don't see. And then when you have AOC talking about, it's like they want to take and cancel out individuals who supported President Donald J. Trump. When I see them creating these hit lists and these black lists, as far as I'm concerned, that's threatening.
You know what? That should be against the law, and I really hope that the president will put in an executive order. If you do something like that to somebody, you get 10 years in prison.
That's right.
I don't care about... Listen, the left has done a lot of
nasty.
Foul things.
Yeah.
They've said a lot of nasty, foul things about us, about mm-hmm. Trump supporters. They've denied people certain things that they should have been given. They've taken it left. If you own certain things, you denied the right or conservative to even having access to it.
Yep.
Listen, I've never said, we ain't sitting up here talking about, oh, we got to make a list. That's crazy. Listen, everybody have who they like when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
But nobody has the right to ostracize, criticize, and stigmatize anybody because of their political affiliation.
That's right.
Or because of what they do in politics.
That's right. That's right.
Because it's politics, and at the end of the day, we are still Americans.
Yeah.
And here's the crazy thing. If something happened to people on that side, I would be just as concerned as they should be if something happened to anybody on conservative side. Yeah.
You know? And so speaking of size, you know, Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, is talking about all of the bars in New York needs to close at 10 p.m. I guess it's to avoid Corona. So what I want to know is, when did Corona go to school to learn how to count time?
Mm.
How did Corona know when 10 o'clock come?
Mm.
Somebody please tell me how.
Tell me how.
And why is it, as we as Americans continue to allow these people to pull this wool over our eyes?
Why? I mean, we have to start asking some questions here.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, this is not making sense. And if it's not making sense, I think that people should say something about it. Well, the lawsuits have been filed. Two states have already ruled in President Trump's favor.
Yeah.
And a lot of things went on, not letting Republicans observe these ballots being counted.
Yeah.
650,000 ballots unlawfully being cast. Michigan, about 320,000 and counting ballots that was unlawfully cast.
Uh-huh.
Michigan training their poll workers how to cheat. There's a video out there where you hear the lady saying certain things.
Yes.
It's disgusting. Like, you all didn't think that you would be on tape? People will tape you.
A lot of people think that there was a lot of people against President Trump, but don't realize that a lot of people were for President Trump. They was just part of the silent majority.
That's right. Another thing that I didn't mention, and I want to mention, Georgia is also doing an audit and a hand recount.
Yeah.
So that's taking place in Georgia. So George, keep your eye on Pennsylvania, on Michigan, and on Georgia. Not just for the recounts, but also for this Dominion system that changed a lot of President Trump's votes where they went to Biden's. Biden's column.
Uh-huh.
And so that have to be looked into.
It must be. And I think even down to a lot of these Senate race, I think that needs to be recanted. Even here in North Carolina, when we got this governor here, we need to have a recount, an audit on everything.
Right.
Because if it's flawed in one place, believe me, it is flawed all over. And the fact checker can say, oh, that's human error. Human error, my backside, that ain't no human error unless you're talking about the geek that wrote the doggone script that created the glitch.
Wow. Interesting. Girl, did you hear about Van Jones?
Girl?
So when Fox News and the rest of the fake news called it for Jim Crow Joe Biden. You had Van Jones sitting up there on CNN crying like a little you-know-what.
What?
And I'm like, you know, what? Van Jones, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
Because President Trump ain't never done nothing to you, but he have helped our community.
Yeah, yeah. When I look at a lot of these people, when I look at them and how you want to be in denial about what Jim Crow Joe has done to the black community. You talk a good game, but you don't walk the walk that you talk.
Right.
For the simple fact, how are you even okay with someone that have yet to right his wrong about the 1994 crime bill? How are you okay with him running this country and he wants to send jobs overseas, want to remove your independency, want to take and shut down the country? How are you okay with that? And then to get on national TV and cry out like a yodge, It's like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. Are you just, it's a lot of weak men.
Well,
that I'm see here.
I'm not going to call him a weak man. I think that he's nothing but trying to save face and save his job. So he had to do the little cry. And was tears even coming out of his eyes? I mean, it seems so fake and so phony. And the Academy Award goes to Van Jones. Because that's just what it looked like. And it's sickening.
Yeah.
It's sickening. So if President Trump, yeah, remain the 45th president of these United States.
Yeah.
Van Jones don't need to take himself nowhere to the White House.
Nowhere.
Don't be lurking around there.
Nope.
Don't be looking through the bushes thinking you can come through the window so that you can participate.
Yeah.
You stay your behind right there on the plantation.
Yeah, all of these people. You know, we wonder, a lot of people wonder, why am I stagnated? Why is this stagnated? But look at you. You have been stagnating yourself.
Right.
You've been stagnating yourself.
Right.
Now, we got a president that's done more in 47 months than Jim Crow Joe has done in 47 years.
That's right.
Okay? He's done more for the black community than any other president, including the black president, Obama.
Right.
And you all are so wanting Jim Crow Joe, people like Van Jones, so wanting Jim Crow Joe as the president. For what? The man don't even know if he's coming or if he's going.
Mm-hmm.
He don't even know that.
But see, Van Jones don't even understand that he being played like lemonade in the shade.
Like a fiddle.
He's being played. All of these black people that's pumping their fists for Jim Crow Joe Biden, these people have a plan for this country,
yes,
and it don't include you.
That's right.
It even does not include you. Mm-hmm.
Even down to a lot of these pastors,
mm-hmm,
that is so excited,
mm-hmm,
and you went along with somebody that don't believe in saving that baby life, but actually aborting that baby life.
Up to the birth.
Up to the birth.
Mm-hmm.
You are okay with that. As many times as you have said, thou should not kill, but you go along with that, like today is a good day. This man served as vice president under a black president for 8 years.
Come on.
He did nothing for the betterment of black people. And you all want to go along with that? You deserve to be poor. You deserve to be broke. You deserve to be where you're at, stagnated.
Well, you set yourself up to be stagnated when you vote for that.
Yeah.
Jim Crow Joe already put out what he was going to start doing for America.
Yeah.
And none of it include black people.
Hello?
Do black people see this?
Do you even realize that?
Do you even realize what the heck is going
on? He talked about doing more for these illegal aliens than he mentioned anything about doing for a black person.
He ain't mentioned nothing for you black folks.
No. Some mass mandates. Hey, y'all walking around here looking like bank robbers.
Mass mandates and locking you back down to flatten your livelihood. Ooh. So some of you black people that have businesses, and even some of you white people,
uh-huh,
that have businesses that was thriving,
uh-huh,
he wants to lock all of that back down,
uh-huh,
for you not to even have a livelihood. Does that make sense with the virus with the 99% recovery rate?
Does it? Does it?
Mm-hmm.
So sick.
Yeah, it is very sick and it's sad. But here's the deal. I need you all to hold on, keep praying. And yeah. Like I said, if you can't take it out here on the battlefield, go in the kitchen and fix a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and pray.
That's
pray
right.
for our country. Pray for our president. President Trump is still the president of these United States.
Hallelujah.
Listen, you all, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. Also, don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com. And when you order it from there, you're going to get a signed autographed copy of it.
Also, if anyone would like to advertise on our podcast, feel free to send us an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Now, we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.